All right, guys, welcome back to the Just Means Less podcast for Knicks' second regional preview. And for this preview, I will be previewing the Winston-Salem Regional, the number one overall seed Wake Forest Demon Deacons. And in this regional, we've got the Maryland Terrapins as the number two seed, the Northeastern Huskies, I believe. Yeah, they're the Huskies. No. You know what? This is a little embarrassing. We're going to do some live research here. I believe they're the Huskies. Northeastern mascot. That's going to be, yeah, Huskies. Okay, the Northeastern Huskies. Okay, a little brain fart there. I'm sorry. It's 11 o'clock at night. I just got back from an adult softball league. So I'm a little tired. That's what happens when you get older. When you're out of college and you're kind of in your mid-20s and you don't play sports anymore, you look for something active to do other than the gym. So when you're a washed-up baseball player, high school baseball player like I was, you get together with your old high school friends who you played baseball and football with, and you playing a softball league in Kernersville, North Carolina. So I'm a little tired, but yes, the Northeastern Huskies and the George Mason Patriots. I will be boots on the ground for this tournament. I can't wait. I am so excited for the atmosphere at the couch. It's going to be electric. As you guys know, I know a lot of the Wake guys. I've become friends with them. Talk to them all the time, on the field, off the field, in the deli, at a bar. These guys are excited. The couch is going to be packed. It's going to break attendance records Friday night, Saturday night, and probably Sunday as well if the Deacons go 3-0. So why don't we go ahead and preview this one. So Wake Forest playing George Mason, and Maryland is playing the Northeastern Huskies. Guys, it's no secret. I got Wake Forest coming out of this regional, and I got them winning the whole thing. I mean, Wake has just been top to bottom the most complete team. They've got the bats, they've got great fielding, and they've got the most elite pitching in the country. In the country. Like, their pitching staff is insane. I've seen it firsthand multiple times. These guys are legit, and I'm ready for the whole country to see what these guys are like. I'm ready for them to show everybody what they are capable to do. A lot of people thought that Wake was overrated coming in. Maybe not overrated, just shocked that they were the number six team in the country when the season started. And guess what? They haven't been lower than six. They've gone up from six to five to two to one. I think they're the only team that has not gone down in the rankings. I think everyone else has dropped a seed in the top 25 all year, except Wake Forest. So why don't we go ahead and dive a little bit deeper into this. So because I know the guys, I know the pitching matchups, yada, yada. So I can tell you right now, Seth Keener will be going up against George Mason. They will save Rhett for Saturday against the winner of Maryland and Northeastern. Now, when the bracket came out, everyone thought, first glance, that's a tough draw for Wake Forest. To get Maryland, to get Northeastern. Northeastern has flirted in the top 25. Hell, Maryland started off in the top 25. They're the Big Ten champions. Both are 40-plus win teams as well. And it was a little shocking to see that. I thought, you know, Wake would get the likes of Tulane. And to be honest, I didn't think that they would get a Power 5 school. Maybe if they were to get a Power 5 school, they would get, I don't know, West Virginia or maybe Iowa, some one of those teams. But no, they got Maryland, and Maryland is a pretty good team. And what I can tell you is that the Wake guys wanted this. they are so excited to have the chance to get revenge on Maryland. If you guys recall last year, Wake was up at the College Park Regional, and they were knocked out by Maryland. They didn't get a chance to continue their season. And they are looking forward to it. I can't wait. I hope, if you're listening, you tune into this game against George Mason. I know they're not throwing Rhett, but Seth is a pretty damn good pitcher too. He has started a few games already. He's got a lot of experience in the relief role as well. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to be boots on the ground for it. I'm going to put out a lot of content as well. It's no surprise I got Wake coming out of this. They've just been, again, they've just been so dominant all year. I think they go 3-0. I think they'll get Maryland in the elimination game. So that's about all I got, man. I mean, there's nothing to it. Maryland was the Big Ten's darling all year. And I guess Iowa as well. And we kind of flirted with Michigan a little bit too. But Maryland, good team. I don't think they're last year's team. I don't think they're as good as last year. They lost to some pretty bad teams along the way. I get it. They lost to Ole Miss, but look at Ole Miss. They finished bottom of the SEC, didn't even make their own conference tournament. So we'll see what happens. But I got Wake 3-0. The couch is going to be electric. Please, please, please tune in. I want people to see that something's waking up at Wake Forest. I've previewed this. I've said this. I've kind of hinted at it. Wake Forest has the chance to become the Vanderbilt, the true Vanderbilt of the ACC. Because we've talked about it before. If an SEC team was an ACC team, who would it be? Well, obviously, if Alabama was in the ACC, they'd be the Clemson. If Ole Miss was in the ACC, they'd probably be the UNC. If Mississippi State was in the ACC, they'd probably be the NC States. And people keep saying, yeah, if Vanderbilt was in the ACC, they'd be the Wake Forest of the ACC. So they have the chance to do that. Now, I also think that Wake's football and basketball are miles ahead of Vanderbilt's programs. But if they go out and they win this whole thing, Wake Forest is the ACC's baseball darling. They are the baseball school of the ACC. And I get it. You know, Virginia has been on top, but Wake will have two titles. And I get it. Maybe NC State has been to more regionals, but Wake has more ACC titles, would have the same amount of World Series appearances if they make it that far, and they would have two championships. And I get it. Miami, top program in the country. But ever since they've joined the ACC, they've won one title. They haven't won a national championship since 2003. So I think Wake can overtake Miami and say, we are the baseball school of this conference. Something's waking up in Wake Forest. And I think the whole nation is about to see what they're capable of, what this program is capable of, and how they can remain on top, not just this year, not just throughout the tournament, but they can be a contender every single year for Omaha. They can be, you know, back-to-back ACC champions. They can do it all. I mean, I get it. They're probably going to lose a lot of guys to the draft next year, but they got a bunch of talented dudes, and I swear, man, they make this year's starters look smaller, just physically. It's insane. So that's my preview. Nothing much else to it. I think they're going to go Seth game one. They'll go Rhett game two against either Northeastern or Maryland. And then expect Hartle to clinch it for the Deeks and move on to Supers. So that's my little preview. Wake Forest 3-0 in the Winston-Salem Regional. I'm going to try to get as much content as I can out there. So I will be at all three games if necessary. So if you guys see me, you know, DM me. I've met with a lot of Wake Forest fans already this year. A lot of you are very nice, have come into my deli, talked about, you know, our podcast, our Twitter page, how we're trying to grow the game. So I very much appreciate it. Micah appreciates it. It's been the story all year. Wake has been the story all season. And I think that's what has helped make our show, our Twitter platform explode this spring, is because Wake Forest is the number one team in America. And we've had a lot of access to them. They've been great with us. So can't wait. I can't wait for Friday night. It's going to be a lot of fun. So hopefully I see you guys there. Tune in if you're not in Winston-Salem. But as always, go ACC. And good luck to the Deeks, man. It's going to be a lot of fun in Winston.